This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Presidential candidate Carly Fiorina is taking heat among media elites for what one rag called Fiorina's grisly abortion rant. Another said her comments made the scariest moment of the GOP debate. Fiorina's crime is that she dared abortion-friendly politicos to simply watch the videos. The president says he will veto any bill that either defunds Planned Parenthood or that holds the abortion giant criminally responsible for actions depicted in investigative videos. Nevertheless, the White House refuses to watch those videos or consider the ramifications of that investigation. A note about those investigative videos: a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals Thursday blocked actions to interfere with the video producers' First Amendment rights. This is Life News Radio. You may have seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the Life Principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions permanently. Visit healingtheculture.com. In other headlines, the daughter of Karnamaya Mongar was awarded $4 million from abortionist Kermit Gosnell's assets. Mongar died in a Gosnell abortion. A doctor's group is asking Governor Jerry Brown to veto California-assisted suicide. And lastly, Nigeria is noted as a pro-life nation. It added credibility to that moniker by snubbing a powerful United Nations bribe. The UN said it would strengthen Nigeria's currency if it would simply allow abortion. This has been Life News Radio.